Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ways of Faith podcast. This is Father Steve, back with you a day earlier than I had said before. Today is Thursday, May 14th, and I just wanted to have an opportunity to reach out to all of you who may be listening, parishioners. We are all aware of the, I think, by now, of the governor's new orders and decision to only permit churches to meet and to gather along with other social groups and activities, provided that it's 10 people or less who are present. And so we're not sure exactly what that's going to mean in regards to our own practice. Of course, we were planning on reopening the celebration of Mass on Monday, May 18th. And as of today, as of right now, as I'm recording this here on Thursday, there are still decisions that need to be made by our church leaders, our diocesan administrator and the bishops of Minnesota working together. So I just ask for your continued prayers for them as they discern how best to lead us during these strange and challenging times, and to also keep hope in knowing that no matter what may come, God is with us. And God will always provide for us the grace that we need at every moment of every day, and that we can trust Him, that He will take care of us. So I just want to have a word of encouragement for you today to know that Jesus sees what we're going through. He knows that it's an incredible challenge for all of us to be away from the regular celebration of the Mass and receiving Holy Communion for this length of time, and He will not leave us without the grace that we need. He will provide everything that we need. So again, ask for your prayers for all of those in positions of authority in the church who have to make decisions in the coming days. And as those decisions become known, I will of course share them with you. I also wanted to take the opportunity to say a brief word about today's feast day. Today is May 14th, as I said, and today is the feast of Saint Matthias, who's an apostle. We may not know a lot about St. Matthias, but he has a very interesting story, and his story forms the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles in the New Testament at the Mass this morning. I'd like to read that to you and then also share with you a little bit of some writings of one of the great fathers of the Church, St. John Chrysostom, who spoke about St. Matthias and the importance of his role. Okay, so this is Acts of the Apostles in the first chapter, so right away at the beginning. And we know, of course, that unfortunately Judas Iscariot, one of the apostles, betrayed Jesus and then took his own life after doing so. And so this is the time period where Jesus now has returned to heaven after the ascension into heaven, but it's also before the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. So those 10 days or so in between, all right? And what happens is St. Peter, as the leader of the apostles, says that it's necessary for them to choose a replacement for Judas, who betrayed the Lord. And so the story in the Acts of the Apostles is that process by which that happened. So I'm going to read that to us first, in case we're not familiar with it, and then share a little bit of a reading homily, actually, from St. John Chrysostom, okay? So this is Acts chapter 1, verse 15 and following. In those days, Peter stood up among the brethren, the company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brethren, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David, concerning Judas, who was guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us, and was allotted his share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his habitation become desolate, and let there be no one to live in it, and his office let another take.' So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forward two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justice, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Lord, who knowest the hearts of all men, show which one of these two thou hast chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was enrolled with the 11 apostles. So what we see here, I think, is two really important things. First of all, that number 12 is important, the 12 apostles, right? And now they are one less. They have 11, so they need, St. Peter says, you know, they need to fill that space that had been left by Judas. And that they draw lots in order to decide among the two. And in doing so, what they're doing is they're allowing God to make his preference known by the casting of lots. So they didn't feel necessarily that they should choose that for themselves. They wanted God to make the choice. And so I'd like to share with you a bit of a homily from St. John Chrysostom, as I said, one of the great fathers of the church. And he speaks about this passage and this choosing of St. Matthias and what was considered important, what kinds of qualities were needed for someone to fill that role, okay? So in part, this is what he says. He starts by quoting the scriptures. In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, and St. John Chrysostom says, as the fiery spirit to whom the flock was entrusted by Christ, and as the leader in the band of the apostles, Peter always took the initiative in speaking. He said, my brothers, we must choose from among our number. Peter left the decision to the whole body, at once augmenting the honor of those elected and avoiding any suspicion of partiality. For such great occasions can easily lead to trouble. Isn't it interesting that St. John Chrysostom says, you know, to elect a new member to the apostles, it was important that the whole group of apostles be involved so that it didn't seem to be a favoritism on St. Peter's part. So St. John Chrysostom continues, well, did not Peter then have the right to make the choice himself? Certainly he had the right, but he did not want to give the appearance of showing special favor to anyone. Besides, he was not yet endowed with the Holy Spirit. And what he means by that, of course, is that Pentecost hadn't come, the descent of the Holy Spirit yet, right? And they nominated two, we read, Joseph, who was called Barsabbas and surnamed Justice, and Matthias. He himself did not nominate them, all present did. But it was he who brought the issue forward, pointing out that it was not his own idea, but it had been suggested to him by a scriptural prophecy. So Peter was speaking not as a teacher, but as an interpreter. And so, Peter goes on, we must choose from those men who lived in our company. Notice how insistent he is that they should be eyewitnesses. Even though the Spirit would come to ratify the choice, Peter regards this prior qualification as most important. Those who lived in our company, to continue the passage, all through the time when the Lord Jesus came and went among us. Here, St. Peter refers to those who had dwelt with Jesus, not just those who had been his disciples. For of course, from the very beginning, many had followed him. Notice how it is written that Peter himself was one of the two who had listened to John and followed Jesus. The scriptures continue, all through the time when the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning with the baptism of John. Rightly so, because no one knew what had happened before that time, although they were to know of it later through the Spirit. Up to the day, Peter added, on which he was taken up from us, one of these must be made a witness along with us of his resurrection. Notice he did not say a witness of the rest of his actions, but only a witness of the resurrection. That witness would be more believable, who could declare that he who ate and drank and was crucified also rose from the dead. He needed to be a witness not of the times before or after that event, and not of the signs and wonders, but only of the resurrection itself. For the rest happened by general admission, openly, but the resurrection took place secretly, and was known only to these men. And they all prayed together, saying, "You, Lord, know the hearts of men. Make your choice known to us, you, not we." Appropriately, they said that he knew the hearts of men, that God knows the hearts of men, because the choice was to be made by God, not by others. And they spoke with such confidence because someone had to be appointed. They did not say, "Choose," but rather, "God, make known to us the chosen one, the one you choose," they said, fully aware that everything was preordained by God. Then they drew lots, for they did not think themselves worthy to make the choice of their own accord, and therefore they wanted some sign for their instruction. As I said, commentary, homily by St. John Chrysostom, explaining for us what's going on here. Not a lot else is known about St. Matthias as far as the history of the church, other than that he was martyred, he was killed for the faith, and so we honor him as both an apostle and a martyr, and we continue to give thanks to God for the witness of his life. But he has such a unique story of how he became an apostle, being basically chosen by a throw of the dice, so to say, drawing lots between him and one other person, that it's a really interesting and powerful story to show how God chooses who he wants to carry out his ministry, and that we always have to try to be docile to the will of God in all things. Okay? May God bless you today and always.